Hey, it's Lex and Stacy, Threesome Podcast number 67. Today we have all kinds of stuff to talk about, but we are going to start with another dude punching out a chick. A football star, this time cold cocking a white bitch. And you're going to be surprised whose side I take in this.
You're going to take his side.
I am.
Now, first, explain what happens, because I'm not fully...
Okay, his name's DeAndre Johnson. If you just go ahead and look up his name, that video will pop up, and you can take a look at it. So go ahead and do so, and while you're doing that, I'll explain what went on. There's an overhead camera of the bar itself. DeAndre Johnson's out of Jacksonville, Florida, a five-star recruit, quarterback of the year, high school football player of the year in the state of Florida. I mean, just a huge get for Florida State University. But he goes out to this bar, and in Florida, you can be in a bar before you're 21. You just can't drink. So he's in this bar, and there's a chick. It looks like it's crowded. People are trying to muscle their way in for beverages and stuff like that. And she kind of gets in his face. And she kind of knees him in the groin a little bit, and then she kind of pushes and shoves him, says something to him, which allegedly was a racial slur. And once she said that, after hitting him, he unloaded on her and cold cocked her.
In the face, cold cocked?
In the face. She apparently has quite the shiner.
It was fist, not open palm?
It looked like fist.
Gotcha.
But it also looked like just a reaction. It was like she hit him and, called him the N-word, and it was just like, ooh! It's not like he sized her up and bap. It wasn't like Ray Rice, who drug her out of the elevator and, It was just that moment in time. And I've watched this thing, I bet, 36 times. And the more I watch it, the more I think he's getting fucked. Or at least she deserves to get the same charges he does.
Is he a lot bigger than her?
No, he's a quarterback. He's kind of a skinny dude. I mean, it wasn't imposing by any stretch, but yeah, he's a well-conditioned athlete, and he's tall and lean, and she was kind of a dumpy sorority-looking chick.
And being an athlete, then, especially one at the level that he's at, he actually should be probably a little more accustomed to be able to react and not react to certain situations. Correct.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's a different type of situation than a competitive football situation.
But I can't believe that she hurt him any more than if he was getting tackled.
It's not about the hurting. It's about the aggression, which she would not stop with.
Why wasn't he walking away?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not one of those people. Truly, if you are a 5'4" guy and a 6 foot 300-pound woman comes up and knocks you on your ass, I get that can happen. And at that time, that's her fault, and she was the bully and all that shit. But that is not usually how it happens. And this guy is an athlete. He is in shape. I have to assume, like you said, he's at least somewhat bigger than her. Why didn't he just walk away?
You'll have to watch the video. You do. You have to watch it. Did you find it yet?
I didn't, because I can't play it right now. I'll cut out. Bad.
Okay.
I'm
sorry. When this is over,
I will. I will watch.
I want you to watch, and I want you to watch it 10 times. It's only like 20 something seconds long.
Okay.
I want you to watch it, because every time you watch it, you're going to start having more empathy for this guy. I mean, you have to understand, when it started, I was like, oh, you little fucking thug. But the more I watched it, I was like, here we have a kid. kid fresh out of high school that just doesn't know the protocol of what to do, but he's getting assaulted over and over by this chick.
You know? No, I agree, especially with a video like that. Yes, she should probably get in trouble, you know, get whatever charges brought against her that are being brought against him, if that is the case. But
and here's the thing.
When you're bigger, you know, I as a woman, if I haul off and deck a two-year-old, a five-year-old, because they kicked me or did something that hurt and my reaction is to just knock them on their ass, that doesn't make me a good person. You know what I mean?
I won't tell anybody. But, you know, I had this situation not too long ago in my life where, you know, I was going through some marital stuff and everything. And, you know, I was getting, you know, aggressive action towards me. And I just got away from her and, you know, called the police because, you know, there was no way I was going to win in that scenario.
Right.
So, you know, of course she ended up having a little bit of legal problems with that. And I get a call from a family member that's a dude. And he's like, you pussy. And I'm like, you know, you're an idiot. I can't beat the fuck out of her. She's a chick. I can't do it. I mean, I lose in that scenario. Maybe that has a lot to do with where you are in life. You and your great decisions. But this one turned out really well. I'm glad I didn't hit her.
And see, I know right now, I know, and this is ultimately what makes me cringe and makes me depressed the most, is that somewhere there is someone either watching the story that you just told with the football player and the chick, or even listening to us talk about it or listen to anyone else talk about it, someone somewhere is going, yeah, them bitches want equality, so now they've got it, now they can't handle it. And it's like, that isn't what that's about, fuckface. God. You know,
no, the equality.
But someone will use that.
No, the equality part is if she doesn't contain herself, she should get charged also.
Exactly. I agree with that.
That's the equality part, you know, not the fact that he should, you know. Well, now you've given me opportunity to beat the fuck out of a girl. It's not that. You know, you should
still be... No, but somewhere there is someone who totally is taking it as that.
Oh, yeah.
And pissed that, you know, you bitches want equality. I'll give you equality, you know.
But that's, unfortunately, you know, his reaction is probably going to get her off hook, line, and sinker. You know, and that's not fair.
He still shouldn't have done it.
No, that's just it. She's culpable in this, and she's going to get away with it. But this whole thing happened because of her. You'll see it.
You just know, walk away.
And then
whether you're man or woman, you just walk away. Someone's getting in your face, and it's you know it's not going to be a good thing. There's no way to win this. Just walk away, folks.
Yeah, even
it'll
if you
save you, your family, so much drama, so much money and legal issues, just walk away.
Even if you go over there and tell the bouncer, you know, you lose. Because now you're the big bad athlete who did the right thing and whatever and said, hey, this bitch is crazy. You know, you need to do something with her. Then if you get her thrown out of the bar, she's on the 6 o'clock news going, yeah, and he called me a bitch and he called me this and he forced his way in there and I had to protect myself, you know.
And that's where you go on and say, hey, guess what? I didn't hit her.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah. That makes you a hero right there, unfortunately, because you didn't hit her.
Yeah, you just have command of the English language and you say, here were my options.
Yep.
Hit her? No. Let somebody in the bar that's responsible know that there's an altercation and I don't want to do anything about it, but you need to. Or she completely humiliates me in front of my friends.
I would think in this day and age, though, I don't know. And I guess I don't know the male atmosphere, but if some chick goes nuts and is slapping and kicking and biting your friend and stuff, and he walks away, unless you are already a tremendous douchebag, I don't know how you could sit there and go, wow, what a pussy.
Yeah.
He did the right thing. Congratulations, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I got. It's like, really, you called the cops? You're such a pussy. I'm like, pussy? That doesn't even enter into this. This is contesting. You know, this is legal stuff. This is all kinds of, this is a chess game. And I just went for checkmate. Sorry. It's what has to be done. I kept my shit together. They didn't. Sorry. Ding, ding. Ended up being huge.
I remember.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's decisions you make in crucial situations. Think about down the road. Not just what's going to happen in the next 30 seconds, but play chess with yourself. Let all the moves play out. Pick the best one and go with it. Sometimes there's not a great one. There's just a better one.
Yeah.
And most of the time you have 30 seconds to think about it. So you should.
I can guarantee you that 99% of the time, the best option, no matter what it is not decking the chick in the face and laying her out.
Right.
Just saying. Unless she has a gun, a knife, and some sort of chainsaw apparatus connected to her, and she's coming at you, you don't hit her.
You know, I and here's the maddening part. You know, like, I've been accused in my last, I'd say, three relationships, because of the job I have, of being PR conscious.
Yes.
But really, my overall PR never came into play in my head in certain situations. What did was the betterment of everybody involved. You know, what's the best scenario for everybody involved here? This is the one I need to take. And you're right, it's usually not the violent one.
Especially with a chick. Now, if it's two guys, and I realize that it's totally a different thing than, you know, seeing two guys duking it out, it's all manly and masculine and everything, you know. But I guarantee you, again, 99% of the time, that video footage, that surveillance, that person with their phone filming it, you decking the chick is not going to be your best option.
No, not at all. Or decking anybody. Even a dude, you're going to go to jail and you're going to have legal problems.
Maybe, if he presses or does not press charges. And I can see actually where a guy would be less apt to.
These days, you and another guy can fight. And if somebody calls cops, which they do because everybody's got handy cell phones now, they show up, they're going to bust both of you, and both of you are going to jail for assault. Both of you are going to have legal problems. Both of you are going to have court costs. Both of you are going to have some sort of community service. You're going to have all kinds of shit.
Yes.
You know, and I actually, this was about 15 years ago, a guy was at a place in California I was at and got out of hand, and I went over to, you know, ease the tension in the room. It was he and another guy, and he turned on me, and I actually had to talk him out of what he was doing. I'm like, dude, you don't want to do this. It's going to cost you shitloads of money. You know, you're going to alienate what looks like a pretty good friend here for most of your life, you know, just because you've had a few too many, you know. And it's like, and if you beat the shit out of me, we'll beat the shit out of each other, but people are going to call the police and we're both going to go to jail. And then we both have a bunch of legal problems. So how about you just, you know, let your chick here take you out to the car? And it worked.
Where you can deck her in peace.
Yeah. And You know, and I told the other guy, I said, you know, you probably should get out of here because he may change his mind and come in here looking for you. And he did. And everything worked out okay. You know, I mean, it's just you got to think shit like that out. You do.
Yeah.
And then there's the guy that won't let you do it. And then you got to bust a chair over his head, which I did on my 18th birthday.
Yay.
You talking to my girlfriend? I'm sorry. I didn't know she was your girlfriend. Well, she is. All right. Well, I'll get up and leave. I'm sorry. I didn't know. She was just a girl sitting at a table by herself. I said, it's cool, man. I get it. You know? He's like, oh, you think you'd walk away that easy? And at that point, I just picked up the chair and slammed it across his head because that wasn't going away. And then a bunch of people started fighting. People I didn't even know started fighting. And I started backing into the crowd.
Were they all kung fu fighting?
It was kind of tabley cherry, like, you know.
Nice.
You know, a few glasses falling on the ground. You know, it was you know, 6 to 8 person melee.
The fight scene from Airplane in the bar in Bombay.
Maybe. I don't know. It was also...
The 2 Girl Scouts.
Yeah. It was also surreal to me. It was weird. So it's like, I'm like, man, I don't want to go to jail on my 18th birthday or get in a fight or whatever. So, you know, my friend and I start walking out, and all I remember is this hand going completely around my bicep. And there's this huge fucking bouncer dude. And he just goes, sit down, the heat's on the way. I went, who's the heat? He goes, the police.
The fuzz.
Yeah.
And I went, it was the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. And I was like, but I didn't know what, yeah, they were just cops to me. I'm like, the heat? What's the heat? You know?
The popo.
Yeah, no popo. I was too early for popo. So that's an 80s thing.
Really? Because it just made it here to where I live like last week.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's been around a while.
I thought I was being uber hip.
No, uh-uh. Nope, you're not.
I know. Well aware.
But that's okay. So it's not like we have that expectation out of you.
Whew! That's a load off.
So I tried a TV show you recommended to me on Netflix.
Which one?
The Sense8.
What did you think?
It lost my interest quickly.
See, I understand. You've got to give it a couple episodes. How many did you watch?
1.
Yeah, you didn't give it enough.
I was in one of those moods where I was trying to find my next TV show. So I watched the one of that and I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's going to be enough adrenaline good enough for me. And so Daredevil.
Banshee. No. I couldn't get into Daredevil. I've tried twice now. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm on like episode 3 or 4 of that. I like it. It's pretty good.
I tried. I wanted to. I really, really did, and it's just not happening for me.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Banshee? I think I asked you that, but I don't remember.
I watched episode 1 of it, and I got distracted. So I need to go back and watch it again. But it looked good.
It's Justified on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Justified.
Oh, me too. Mr. Oliphant.
See, I think Walton Coggins is even cooler.
Oh, my God. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not, like, sexually attracted to him like I am, you know, Raylan, but he is my favorite, Boyd.
I liked him in The Shield. He was awesome in The Shield. He was just a slight.
I never watched The Shield.
Oh, my God. No, don't tell me that.
I know.
Oh, God, Stacey, you got to go back and watch The Shield. It's so fucked up. It is so fucked up. I mean, the scene where they have the police captain and the gang has him, you know, like in this shitty little fucking East LA house. And it's two gang members in there, and they got like this flip camera cell phone, and they got a gun to his head, and they're like, "You want to see your family, Holmes?" and all this stuff, and he made the police captain suck his dick.
Oh,
you know, and he showed him a picture of his family on his phone. And he's like, "You want to see them again, Holmes?" Yes. So uncomfortable, man. I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, God, what would I do in that position?
You would let them die.
I would let them die. I'm pretty, they weren't going to die. They were just going to be fatherless and husbandless.
Me? I'd be saving everyone's lives.
Because
I'm a giver.
But I'd be thinking to myself, if I suck this guy's cock, there's nothing stopping him from blowing my head off after this. Now there's pictures of me sucking a cock going around with my funeral and everything else. I can't have this.
I would have to think.
You're going to have to kill me.
They would not let pictures of you sucking a dick be shown at your funeral.
No, the gang,
I'm just going out on
no,
a hunch.
No, the gang guys would do that. The gang guys would put it out there to humiliate you because you're just a little pussy. You're only a little cock-sucking pussy.
Real men can suck dick. There's no shame.
I'm not going out on those terms. You're gonna have to just fucking shoot me. I'm sorry.
And that's okay. I'm sorry that you've never loved anyone enough that you would suck a dick for them.
Me too. Sad, isn't it?
It is. What an unfulfilled life you have.
It's not that I don't love them, Stacey. I just love me more. And anybody else that says different, they're full of shit.
I would suck a dick to save you.
Well, you
I would
like
actually
sucking
even
dick.
Put effort
you're,
into it.
You can a picture of you sucking a dick is like, oh, it's a girl sucking a dick to save somebody's life. That's how awesome. But me, I'm a cocksucker the rest of my life.
And now is the best time
kinda,
to be one.
Kind of hard to walk around the precinct, you know, and get some respect. You know, it's just, you know, you got to think about that stuff.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I would like
you
very
it.
Much
you
to
you
know
ticker,
that you've sucked a dick.
You get a ticker tape parade and you're a hero's welcome. Me, I'm shunned for life.
But see, if I had to eat pussy to save your life, I think everyone would be okay with that too.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Why?
Because it just is.
But it's not. Not biblically.
No, but society acceptance-wise, in the year 2015, that's totally cool to have a chick eat another chick's pussy out.
Just ask.
Let me put it this way. This will clarify things for you. I call up 10 of my friends. And go, hey, you want to come over and watch this video? These two fucking hot chicks eating each other's pussy tonight. I'm going to get 7 or 8 guys to show up. If I say, hey, you want to come over and watch this guy suck this guy's dick? Nobody's going to show up, and my Facebook page is going to be full of all kinds of different things.
I bet you'd be surprised.
Shut up.
I bet I know what I'm
talking about.
I am going to save the world. I have to suck this dick. I need your moral support. You're going to get a lot of people showing up and slapping you on the back and saying, you go for it, Lex. You be the man.
No.
I would even put on a fucking cheerleader outfit for you and be sitting there going, woo, Lex, save
the
world.
No, you don't understand. I could save everybody's life doing that, and they still, 10 years later, they'd be like, hey, there's that cocksucker guy. I'm sorry. I'm not doing
no,
that.
No. You
yes.
would have your own day. You would have a
no.
national holiday.
No. And then I know how this goes. I know my friends. I know dudes. I'm not sorry. You're
but
an idiot.
The rest of the world would be grateful.
No. half the world to be grateful.
Think of all the pussy you would, all of the pussy you would get if you saved the world.
No chick is turned on by the thought of a guy sucking another guy's dick.
Bullshit. You are wrong about that.
I am totally right about that.
There are a lot of women that like that a lot.
No, you're out of your fucking mind.
Nope, it's true.
No.
It is.
The machismo factor, the manly factor goes out the window.
Okay, then how about this? I promise you, if you ever have to suck a dick, just let me know, and I will watch, and I will be your moral support, and I will never mention it again.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They could hold a gun to your head and say, "Hey, Lex, you want Stacey to live?"
Well, I know I'm going to die, but I would be supporting you.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I want, if you can give Stacy total consciousness in heaven, that would be great, because that's where she's fucking going. I'm not.
Nice.
Sorry, Stace.
Kerplooey.
If you can take stock in the fact that I don't love anybody enough to do this for them, so don't take this personal, even though you're about to get a bullet through your skull. Don't take
like,
this
personal.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to explain it to you. I'd just be like, kill her. Do away with the blonde bombshell.
We do not suck on dicks.
Me and Mr. Bigglesworth will not be sucking any cocks.
And that's unfortunate. That really is. I would save the world one dick at a time. You,
well,
not
you would,
so much.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to eat pussy to save the world, sure, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but see, I would go there, too. I would do what it takes, especially little children.
Girl,
what about the children, Lex?
Well, Jared will take care of those.
Yeah, I hope not, but yeah.
Man, all the jokes for Jared.
What do you get when Jared stabs an infant with a steak knife?
A foot long.
What has roast beef, black olives, is 3 feet tall, and I don't know, and sucks a mean dick.
What's 6 inches long, and I want you to touch it in the bathtub? A 6-inch sub.
The spicy Italian.
So fucking weird, man.
I'm still reeling from the news that he, you know, ran a porn ring in college.
Yeah. That's the word. But he was a big fat blob. You know, the only pussy he ever saw was, like, on film. So he, at least he had the balls and the brains to make some money off of it.
Okay, what if you were alone with your attacker and there was no recording equipment, and he was going to make you starve to death, but he comes in with this nice 6-inch Subway sub and says, "You have to suck my dick and I'll give you this and you will live." But no one will ever know.
No.
You thought about it, though. Because, see, if
no,
you eat
was,
the sub afterwards, it would get all that taste out of your mouth.
You know what went through my mind right there? The number of times that my friends wanted to stop at Subway and I didn't. Yeah. So I'm not going to have that be my epitaph, that the place that was just mediocre to me is what's going to save my fucking life.
But
while
nobody
I suck
knows.
A dick. No, thanks.
No, but nobody will ever know. There's no ramifications. You can look into the future and you know that you will live a long,
I would know.
Long
no.
life.
No.
And no one is ever going to know that you sucked a dick for
no.
a Subway sub.
No. The answer is no.
Oh, Lex.
Kill her. Lex, please do it for me. Kill her. As a matter of fact, make her suck the dick first. That will amuse me.
Nice. Suck his dick, yeah. Then kill
you,
her.
Here's the way it's going to go, Stacey. You're going to suck his dick, and then we're going to kill you. Yeah, guys. Yeah, high five.
And no one will think I'm a pussy, though.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll joke about it while we're cleaning up.
Serve Pro comes in and takes care of that.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. What's the Keanu Reeves movie that just came out?
John Wick.
Yeah. I love the crew that shows up. Yeah. I need a table for 12. Yeah.
I love that movie. That was such an unexpected little gem in the light. I love that
fucking
movie.
Fucking great movie.
I mean, and yes, the premise is hokey. Yes, he stole his car and killed his puppy, but my God, it is just an amazing revenge film.
Yeah, it is. And the guy that did it to him is such a douchebag.
Yeah. Well, as we were watching it, and like that whole episode, that area where they're after him, and they're in that club.
Yeah.
And there's all those different areas of the club. So, you know, and it's like all of the bad guys' henchmen keep coming out. And it's like after he killed about 100 of them, at what point do you say, you know, I'm not going to shoot at him anymore? You know, how many henchmen have to die before the rest go, wow, this just isn't worth it?
It's funny. I had the same thought. It's like, you know, I wonder who their HR person is. They got to hire a lot of people. You know, it's like, where do you get 100 replacements tomorrow to protect the bad guy? You know, who obviously has somebody really bad coming after him. How do you get them up to speed and schooled and know where they're supposed to stand and all that stuff in the span of 36 hours? You know, these are all the logistics I think of.
Yes, me too. I sometimes am accused of ruining movies shows because it's like, really?
Yeah.
Why did that just happen? That was stupid. It's like, really? Because a dragon just swooped out of the sky and killed a village, but you think that's stupid.
Yeah. It's like, look, usually you have to call an agency or something to replace this many people. Where are you going to get assassins, you know?
No. Where does one get henchmen?
Yeah.
Evil henchmen.
Yeah, it'd be like something on, you know, Despicable Me that the guy would henchman. Here's henchman.com.
Did you ever see the movie Kung Pao?
No.
You really need to find that movie and watch it.
Or in America called The Number 5.
Well, actually, it is an American movie. The guy who wrote like the Jim Carrey Ace Ventura movies, at least one of them, Bruce or Dirk, I don't know what his name is. No, it's like a weird Celtic name or something.
Oh.
He basically took all of the clips from all of these old 70s kung fu movies that have the terrible wah and all that stuff, and he put them together in such a way that it sort of loosely follows a storyline that he made up, and then he proceeded to he stars in the movie amongst all of the clips, and then he does the voices for all of the overdubbing for everything, and it is so incredibly stupidly awesome.
Oh man,
it's not a movie that I should watch. But the guy with the squeaky shoe, to this day, will just have me doubled over.
The guy with the squeaky shoe.
It's so stupid. If you're wanting to laugh, if you want just a stupid few hours of your life to be made to laugh, watch Kung Pao.
You know what? I probably will need that in the very near future, so I'll go check it out. So that works for me. All right, Stace, we got to wrap this up. Great job. Fun podcast. Thank you for your what-if scenarios. They're always fun for me.
Yes. Yeah. They always go back to dick sucking.
Yeah.
It's, and Lex saying no.
I don't know if it'll ever top the Hitler one, but that's okay. That was one of my favorites.
That was amazing.
This is the worst analogy ever. But I was amused.
I know.
Wow, Hitler listens to Lex and Terry. That's awesome.
And he gets you guys.
Yeah. He's like, we're like his favorite. The weirdest podcast ever. Next to the one we just did.
Oh, yes.
All right. So that's it. Next up will be the amazing number 68.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. Which will be a precursor to the doubly amazing Double Secret 69 podcast.
I was going to mention last podcast, it's July, Lex. We've been doing this a year. It's our birthday.
I know.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, I think we actually started at the end of the month, but yeah.
All right, fine. Take that away from me. It was just sometime in
July. Or the middle of the month. I mean, sometime around this next
week
or so. Well,
if you recall, because we had to record that first one like three times.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then we ironed then out.
Then there was the Christmas time. You know, you couldn't get enough hamsters to get your internet going.
Thanks, CenturyLink.
But it seems to be okay now. We usually glitch out about once a podcast, and that's okay. I can handle
Rock
that.
On.
I think you're going to get that just about anywhere. So it works for me. Thank you, Stacy. Love it.
Thank you, Lex.
We'll
love it too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.